Thank you for calling Nexium. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hi, this is Tom Bowman. I got a notification that about having a washer hooked up.
Do you have an order number associated with
you?
The account? Is it with Best Buy or Home Depot?
It's a Home Depot. I do have an order number.
But can I have the phone number associated with the account?
Well, there's probably several, but the one I'd like you to use is my son's. He's doing the work there. But the order number is H3872157479.
Okay, so that would be Home Depot order number. That one, pull up anything in our system. What is the phone number that our company contacted regarding the installation?
What is the phone number? Well, there's three numbers on there, but it's my son's phone number, and I'm going to have to look him up here to get that number off there. Let me look here a second. Shoot. I never can find anything when I want to. Bear with me just one second here.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right. Now, his number is, oh, shoot. I just called him. I didn't want to do that. Okay, it's 614-800-4376. Now, I'm going to give you my number, too. I'm the homeowner, but he's my son, and he's doing all the work over remodeling. So he will be better able to tell you what you need to know, I think. So it's Tyler, and it's 614-800-4376.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to place you on one brief hold.
And now, do you want my – I'm sorry? You what?
I'm going to place you on a brief hold to see if I'm able to locate an account with that phone number.
Well, didn't I just give you the account number? Well, he should be on.
That is Home Depot order number. That doesn't pull up anything in our system.
Oh, okay.
So I would have to search by that phone number.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, John. You can take your mask off.
Thank you for that help, sir. I did not come up with that number. What was your number?
Okay. Mine is 614-562-6570.
Okay, thank you. I'll go ahead and try searching by that.
Okay.
Okay, I have located the account with that phone number. Could you verify the address and also the email?
Is it the 4515 address?
No, sir.
Okay, but it's on Coventry. I think it's 40. 4484 Coventry. Does that come up?
Okay. Yes, so that is the address it's showing. And this is for a Home Depot installation of a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're wanting them to contact.
I'm sorry?
You're wanting them to reach out to your son's number regarding the installation?
You want my phone number?
I'm asking, do you want them to contact the number on file, or do you want them to contact your son's number?
Well, you can contact me on the installation.
Is that
a scheduled time?
It shows that I gave you a call regarding calling back regarding getting this scheduled. The both of the dates that showing the 9th and the 16th are at capacity.
Okay, well, when can they install?
Okay, I can cut the next available date. The next available date that they have showing is the 22nd.
Oh, my God. That we can't have an install before then? We've waited months on this stuff.
It's showing the calendar is to capacity.
Oh, my gosh. The 22nd? There's no other dates earlier than that.
No, sir. The calendar is showing that it's booked to capacity. What I am able to do is send an email over to see if there's any way possible that they can reschedule you for an earlier date than listed on that calendar. But for now, we'll have to schedule for that date or any other date after that.
What's the first one?
The 22nd.
The 16th, you said? Oh, my God. Okay, and will you call me back on that if you could do it earlier?
You will receive a call regarding scheduling for a sooner date if it's available.
And the delivery date is still the 10th, right?
Home Depot makes their own delivery. This is just for the installation. They would have provided delivery date for you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, let me know if you can get me in earlier than that. Delivery date's the 10th. This house is ready for sale, and we waited on these things for months.
Okay. So did you want me to go ahead and schedule it for the 22nd and send that email over for you?
Yeah, and then if you can get it any earlier than that, you'll let me know, right?
You'll receive a phone call advising you if they're able to schedule it for a sooner date. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can assist with?
Mm-hmm. Not right now. Thank you.
Okay. So if they don't receive that phone call, it's scheduled for the 22nd, and you'll receive your phone call Monday, the 21st, advising you of the 4-hour window that they'll come within for Tuesday the 22nd, and also on the 22nd, the tech will give a 30-minute call ahead before arriving to make the installation.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling NextVO. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, John.